Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Pesach. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph quotes Rabban Gamliel. And this Rabban Gamliel is well known to all of us because it is mentioned at the Seder night every single year. The Gemara says, Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shalo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu BaPesach Lo Yatsa Yedei Chovato VeEluhen Pesach Matza Umaror. And the Gemara continues to explain what each one of these means. As we all know, Pesach Al Shum ShePesach HaMakom Al Batei Avoteinu BeMitzrayim SheNe'emar, etc. Matza Al Shum SheNigalu Avoteinu BeMitzrayim SheNe'emar. Maror al shum shemeru hamitzrim et chayei avoteinu b'mitzrayim shene'emar, etc., etc., etc. When Rabban Gamliel says that he is lo yatsa yedei chovato, a person who does not explain the reasons behind the mitzvah of Pesach when he's eating Pesach, or matzah when he's eating matzah, or maror when he's eating maror, when Rabban Gamliel says he's not yotze, what does that mean, he's not yotze? As a matter of fact, it seems that we have a Gemara that contradicts this halacha completely. The Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Cheremud Bet, Shalchu Leili Avua de Shmuel, a question was asked of Shmuel's father, the great Shmuel. His father was asked the question, Kfa'o v'yachal matzah yatza. The Gemara says that if a person is forced to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, he's yotze. It doesn't seem to make sense, because the Gemara in Pesachim quotes Rabban Gamliel, and the Rambam quotes that halacha. Everybody quotes that Rabban Gamliel halacha. We have it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, that if you're forced to eat matzah, you're yotze. You're yotze the mitzvah. So what do you mean he's yotze the mitzvah? How could he be yotze the mitzvah? You're telling me that someone puts a gun to his head and says, if you don't eat this matzah, I'm going to kill you. And you're telling me that before he eats the matzah, he explains matzah al shuma and pesach al shuma. Of course not. He eats the matzah and he's yotze. So how is it possible to say that you're not yotze if you don't explain why you're eating the matzah, or why you're eating the pesach, or why you're eating the maror? How can you say you're yotze if the Gemara itself says that you're yotze just by eating it without explaining from Rosh Hashanah Chaf Cheremud Bet? This is a question that plagues all the Rishonim and Achronim as well. And I'd like to share with you briefly a very intricate machloket as explained by Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Rambam in Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha He. Again, the Rambam Hilchot Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin Halacha He quotes this Gemara about Rabban Gamliel, and he says, "Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu beleil chamisha asar lo yatsa yedei chovatan ve'eluhein." He quotes the Rabban Gamliel exactly: Pesach Matzah Maror, Pesach Al Shem, etc. Maror, etc. Matzah Al Shem, etc. And then the Rambam finishes by saying, "Udvarim ha'elu kulan hein hanikra'in hagada." In other words, this whole idea of explaining why you're eating Korban Pesach and why you're eating matzah and why you're eating maror is all part of the Haggadah. According to the Rambam, the lo yatsa of Rabban Gamliel means that a person is yotze the mitzvah of matzah if he doesn't explain. That's what we saw in the Gemara about the person who was forced. The Rambam says that a person is yotze the mitzvah of maror if you eat it without explaining why you're eating it. A person is yotze the mitzvah of Pesach if you eat it without explaining why you're eating it. But, says the Rambam, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Haggadah. You're not yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. You're not yotze the mitzvah of Vigarta Levincha. In other words, according to the Rambam, you can't just talk about it. You also have to explain the rationale and the sources behind the mitzvot of the night, and that's part of the Haggadah. In other words, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim demands the explanation of the mitzvot of the night of Pesach, and if you fail to explain those mitzvot, you certainly would be yotzei those mitzvot, but you would not be yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. This is a huge chiddush on what the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is. It's not just telling the story, but I have to explain the rationale and the sources and the explanation behind the mitzvot. It should be noted that this Rambam that we mentioned appears in the Perek that deals with Magid. But in Perek Vav, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of eating matzah, in other words, just on its own, the Rambam makes no mention of Rabbi Gamliel. So we see very clearly that according to the Rambam, if you eat matzah without explaining it, yotzei matzah. You're just not yotzei Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. If you eat maror without explaining why you're eating it, you're yotzei maror. You're just not yotzei Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. If you eat Korban Pesach in Mitzvah Hashem this year, without explaining why you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're yotzei. You're yotzei Korban Pesach. You're just not yotzei Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And that again explains why a person who is forced to eat matzah is yotzei. Because he's yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. He's just of not yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. This, by the way, is not only the opinion of the Rambam, but it's the opinion that we find in the Machzor Vitri. He was a student of Rashi. We find the same opinion in the Rashbats, Rabbi Shimon ben Semach Doran, who died in the mid-15th century from Algiers. He has a Peirush on the Haggadah. This is the same explanation of the Mabit, Rabbi Moshe Mitrani, who died in the middle of the 16th century, one of the great poskim from Tzfat, one of the contemporaries of Rabbi Yosef Karo and others, of course. That is the opinion of the Rambam and others. It should be noted that the Ramban and other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban, for example, very quickly will show. We begin with the Ramban from a Gemara in Masechet Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says that if you read Kriyat Shema, Shel Shacharit, Im anshe mishmar v'anshe ma'amad lo yatsa. Very quickly, the anshe mishmar were the people, were the kohanim who were on duty that week, and they had to say Kriyat Shema very, very early, even before sunrise, even before the shachar, actually. The anshe ma'amad were the Yisraelim whose job it was to work in the Beit HaMikdash that week. And the Gemara says that if you're not one of the Anshei Mishmar and not one of the Anshei Ma'amad and you say Kriyat Shema with them, you are not Yotzei. It's too early. And the Ramban says the following. Milchamot Hashem says the following. He says, how is it possible for the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Ma'amad completely not to be Yotzei? So says the Ramban, no, they're vadai. What do I mean when I say, Milo yatsa yidei chovato, shelo kie mitzvah kihalacha? They fulfilled their mitzvah, but they didn't fulfill it completely. And the Ramban continues and says, you know what that's similar to? That is similar to the Gemara in Masechet Psachim. Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu b'dosh chamisha asar lo yatsa yidei chovato. Says the Ramban, you're yotzei Pesach and Matzah and Maror. It's just that you're not yotzei completely. And says the Ramban, you don't have to eat them again. The Ramban says that it's, of course, the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Ma'amad wouldn't disregard the mitzvah completely. They didn't complete, they fulfilled the mitzvah, but not completely. And the Ramban, by comparing that lo yatsa to the lo yatsa of Rabbi Gamliel, says the Ramban, that he does satisfy. If I eat matzah and I don't explain why I'm eating it, I am yotzei matzah, but just not completely. The best thing would be is if I explain why I'm eating the matzah. If I eat Korban Pesach without explaining it, I'm yotzei, just not completely. According to the Ramban and others, the Ritva holds this, and Tosfot there in Psachim says this, and others all say, no, this has nothing to do with Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. I'm completely yotzei at Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim if I don't explain why I'm eating matzah. But they say, the Ramban and others say, I am not yotzei matzah completely. This is a chiddush on what the mitzvah of matzah is. It's a chiddush on what the mitzvah of maror is. It's a chiddush on what the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is. It's not a chiddush. It's nothing to do with Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. It has to do completely, I'm yotze if I eat matzah without explaining, but I'm not yotze completely. And that explains why a person who is forced to eat matzah is yotze. Sure, he's yotze. He's just not yotze completely. It's better, of course, to explain why you're doing it. Again, the Ramban says that a chiddush on what the mitzvah of matzah is. I don't just eat matzah. I have to explain the mitzvah. It's not enough of why I'm eating matzah. It's not enough to eat maror. I have to explain why I'm eating maror. It's not enough to eat Korban Pesach. I have to explain why I'm eating Korban Pesach. In other words, it has to do with the mitzvah, each of those mitzvot, and nothing to do with Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. And we see from here, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, I'll also say, the Marsha says this also over there, we see here that is not enough simply to remember something, whether it's Yitziat Mitzrayim or any other powerful event in Jewish history that changes our lives and changes our focus. It's not enough just to remember. I have to perform an act, and that act has to be explained to myself and to others. You know, I can't just sit in my corner and eat matzah. Do you know why I'm eating matzah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. You know why I'm eating maror? You know why I'm eating Korban Pesach? You know why I'm doing these things? I need to explain why. Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is not enough. That's one mitzvah. But there's another mitzvah. There has to be an action associated with this memory. We should be zochem et Hashem to be yotzei the halacha according to Rabbi Gamliel, both according to the Rambam and according to Ramban and others. And not only im yotzei Hashem, we should be zochem to eat the matzah this year and the maror this year, but im yotzei Hashem, we should be zochem to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim im yotzei Hashem. Have a chag sameach, everybody.